6 in the morning. Daniel?
Brad, joining us right now in our Touchpoints Rehab interview, chair, investigative reporter with the Yankee Institute for Public Policy. He wrote an interesting piece about what's going to be discussed today at the General Assembly's Transportation Committee meeting, and that's Mark Fitch. Mark, good morning, and welcome to Brad and Dan.
Good morning, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Good to be on again.
One of the best investigative reporters around. This Yes, you are. I don't care what you say. I'll say it. Transportation Authority, boy. There are no politicians there. But you don't know who they are right now. You will, but they can do anything they want.
Yeah, this is coming before the Transportation Committee today are two bills that would establish a new Connecticut Transportation Authority. This would be a quasi-public agency, which means it kind of is, you know, kind of like the Connecticut Lottery Corporation. It's kind of public, but they kind of have their own funding mechanism. And they do their own thing. Anyway, this Connecticut Transportation Authority would be in charge of the interstates, I-84, I-95, I-91, plus the Wilbur Cross and the Merritt Parkways, and they would be able to establish tolls on those highways, take in the revenue from the tolls, and use the money supposedly to, you know, keep maintenance work up on those roads. And it's pretty much the Department of Transportation kind of handing off to this new authority control of those roads. And this agency would be able to issue bonds. You would have to, you know, be able to work with, you know, the federal government, with the state police, with DOT, because DOT would still be doing the work, you know. So it's, and we'd be talking about this new agency would be taking in hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars per year establishing these tolls, and also they'd be able to issue bonds. So it's almost like a kind of workaround for Connecticut to borrow money.
One of the big issues, as you know, and you can explain it to our audience, is it shields the elected officials from making decisions like an increase in tolls or adding tolls or an increase in the gas tax or imposing a mileage tax. They would blame it on the Transportation Authority.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And that's the thing is, you know, there is a bill going before the committee today, which is just kind of it's Governor Malloy's transportation bill, you know, like, it's the tolls and the gas tax and all that kind of stuff. But this is a way for, you know, politicians to be like, oh, well, you know, we didn't do it. It was the Connecticut Transportation Authority, yeah. And, you know, what can we do? You know, and the thing is, with this Transportation Authority, there'd be 15 board members. 9 of them would be governor's appointees, okay. You know. So it's pretty much, it'd have a lot of executive control over it.
You know, when you look at this, when you look at tolls, and I still feel a gut feeling that the people, and I've talked to a good many, that they absolutely don't want tolls. And I don't know what you hear, but do you think that we've got a chance to knock these tolls out?
It'd probably be a better question for Joe at Yankee, who works with the legislature a lot more. But I know Len Pisano, the Senate president, was on the radio the other day saying that he didn't think it was going to happen this year. But it is, you know, as far as I can tell, a very unpopular idea with the public.
Very.
You know,
you're right.
Yes. Because, you know, people are tired of paying, you know, like it's bad enough that in Connecticut we pay the highest taxes, you know, some of the highest taxes in the country, and now we're going to have to pay to get to work so we can pay those taxes, and people are just kind of done, you know, they're saying that's enough. And one thing I'd like to bring up is, you know, there are these transportation authorities exist in other states. New York's got several of them. But I don't see their roads and bridges as being so spectacular that that it warrants the creation of a new agency here.
Mark, you nailed it. You nailed it right there. You're singing my song because there's always the notion that our infrastructure in Connecticut is falling apart. And yes, it does need to be fixed. There's no doubt about it. But then there's this idea when you go to states that have transportation authorities or tolls or this, that, and the other thing like New York, that their highways are pristine. They've got infrastructure problems too, and they have tolls and transportation authorities.
Yeah, and I mean, it can be pretty rough driving through, through New York into New Jersey, man. I mean, it's thank God I had a four wheel drive at the time. a lot of potholes on that place.
Yes. No, so right. but that's the idea being advanced. But I think there's the notion, and maybe you can elaborate on this, it's the best chance now that the left will have to get tolls in Connecticut because they don't know what the future portends. That's why there's this full court press to get the tolls passed now, isn't there?
Well, yeah, and, you know, it's Governor Malloy's last year, and, you know, the elections are coming up, and there's a lot of fear among Democrats, I think, that, you know, there's going to be that Republicans are going to make gains once again, and that could potentially, you know, shift, you know, turn the tide. But it's a big push, but, you know, also it has to do with, you know, the special transportation fund ran out of money. You know, they borrowed too much and now they can't support it. And so they want to have this workaround. So it's not even the state of Connecticut borrowing the money. It's this special quasi-public agency that's borrowing the money.
So another accounting gimmick. That's crazy.
It's like setting up a shell corporation so you can, you know, borrow more money, you know.
Well, we'll see what unfolds, Mark, but we'll follow this story. Very interesting what you wrote about its unelected officials who are having the power, and we'll see what unfolds today. Thanks for spending some time with us.
Oh, thank you, guys.
You bet. You'll be back.
Take care, Mark.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Good reporter.